Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. You know, Valentine's Day right around the corner, and I know you're scrambling to find the perfect gift for that sexy someone in your life. So in this show, I'm going to tell you about the hottest Valentine gifts for your lover or yourself. Hey, Valentine's Day is all about expressing love, and that means to yourself too. Plus, we'll be answering some of your emails. So thanks everyone for listening to the show. Okay, if you've been following me lately on Instagram or Twitter or anywhere else, you've probably seen me rocking my Vesper by Crave. That's my beautiful necklace that looks like a pen, right, Manus?
You think it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing vibrator.
People really have to look it up because it's unbelievable. It looks like a piece of jewelry that you would buy at
Tiffany's
a store.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. And it's a vibrator. I wear it every day like because it's a layering piece. It's really beautiful. You can get something engraved on it. It's kind of my obsession. Mm-hmm. And it's a very powerful vibrator. It's not just like a, I don't know, you just always have your vibrator on and you feel sexy all the freaking time. So it's the Vesper by Crave, and it's basically wearable technology. You always want to have your vibrator with you, and it's stylish and it's hot and it's kind of the perfect gift. Do you want one for your girlfriend, Menace? Because I can swing you one.
Yes.
It's a perfect combination of elegance and pleasure. I get compliments. Okay, you know I love compliments, Menace. Uh-huh. Every day, you're like, I love your necklace. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, by the way, it's also a vibrator. It's super cool. So for a limited time, you guys, check this out. Go to lovecrave.com. So from February 3rd to February 9th, use code VDAYEMILY, all caps. That's VDAYEMILY. And they never do stuff like this at Love Crave. So lovecrave.com, VDAYEMILY, you get 20% off. So I would go there now, and then your Valentine's Day present is done and done. So check
I think it would be an amazing Valentine's Day
Jewelry, present. Vibrators, because, sex, jewelry,
well,
sex.
Well, the thing is, like, also, like, so many vibrators are the really small, discreet stuff. It's still, like, oddly shaped, or it's a weird color and stuff like that. So if it fell out of your purse or something like that, you probably get instantly embarrassed. But yeah. if this thing, like, you could wear it on your body and people would have no idea at all.
They would just think it's cool.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't tell everyone either that it's a vibrator. Sometimes, I'll be in a meeting mm-hmm. and I'll start, I'll lean over and press it and start, my yeah. boobs will start vibrating, but I'm kind of happy about that. So anyway, okay, check it out. So, all right.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, check out all of our Valentine's Day gift guides, because you better get on it, people. It's happening.
You have to.
Check me out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And also, it's really easy if you subscribe on iTunes. You never miss a show again. And also, we have a survey app. I forgot to mention our survey. We've got an awesome survey. It takes like 3 minutes to finish, to complete. You could win some toys, and it'll help us make a better show.
Yeah, I think one of the questions on there is, do you hate Menace? And
it's funny that you say that.
It's like 90%, yes.
We've gotten a lot of results. I'm actually really, so thank you to everyone who's already responded to it, because it's great to get your feedback, and a lot of people actually really like you, Menace.
Oh,
it wasn't even we didn't even put you in there as a yes or no, but they're like, more Menace.
Oh,
turn
sweet,
his mic
thank
up.
You.
There was some production stuff, but I don't want to talk about that
because
you'll get anxious.
Because I get...
Because we care about sound, though, that Menace does. I mean, I care, but he's super anal about it.
Care. Behind the scenes, you would think that I'm the biggest dickhead, because I really want to make sure that every episode, the sound quality is amazing, and sometimes it's out of our control, and it doesn't sound that great here and there, and I apologize for that, because I really do care, and I want the quality of the
audio. He's
going to
cry. I've never seen my man get so emotional.
I know. Because when, like, somebody says, like, oh, it didn't sound that great here on, like, some episode, like, I get upset.
I know. No, like, he's about to cry. Like, I've never actually seen you so emotional about anything in my life.
Because,
it is true. So, I know.
Because it's something that's so easily that can be taken care of. And if it goes on over and over again, I get pissed.
I know. We're going to find a new studio. I got it. We're going to get good mics. We're going to get good things. No, but it's good. It's better than most podcasts. Let's just say that.
Yeah, definitely.
And since we were the first podcasters, I should stop saying that. I'm like Al Gore.
Audio program.
I know. I understand.
But go ahead. Yeah.
I'm like Al Gore. Like, I invented the internet. I had the first podcast on the web. No, but we did. Like 10 years ago, we always had really good sound. That was our thing. Maybe content has gotten better over time. I hope we've gotten to be better hosts. But
less sloppy all over the place. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna get involved. Okay, so that's the deal. And then also, are we supposed to talk about the podcast awards somewhere? Oh, because I was gonna talk about the podcast awards that I'm co-hosting April 14th.
Yeah, that's super cool.
I know, isn't that exciting?
In
Vegas with Dennis Miller. And I want everyone to vote for me too. So you gotta like tweet this out.
Okay.
So there's a way that they can vote.
No, isn't there like a weird way that people have to vote?
So it's really hard. It's really intricate.
Like,
I'm going to say this again later, but I just want people to know.
Don't you have to like give your blood type or some crap like that?
Exactly.
Just to get
it's not the easiest thing in the world, but if you guys, nominate your favorite podcast. So it's for the 10th annual podcast awards and nominate my podcast. So it's on the ballot. It's easy. It doesn't take a lot of your time. Go to podcastawards.com. Type Sex with Emily in the mature category. They're obviously not talking about me, the content, mature person. And then copy and paste my podcast URL into the designated spot. See, you got to copy and paste. It's not just like check a box.
Uh-huh.
If you're not sure where to find the URL, just click on the Sex with Emily show at the podcast1.com page and paste that URL in the designated spot at podcastawards.com.
Wow.
This will all be on our website, and nominations end soon. Please send me sign up for me today.
If you go through that effort to do all that and to vote, we really appreciate it. So again, go to Podcast One.
Yeah, that's the easiest way.
Yeah, and
copy
then find Sex with Emily, And then is it on?
Copy the URL and go to the podcast awards and then look for mature and then paste it in there.
Okay. All right. It's a couple of steps, but you know what? Jesus, if you love Emily and Sex to Emily, you would do it.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't have to pay for the show.
No, it's a free show. It's true.
It's a free show. It's a free show. And we it's try just my to blood, sweat, and tears. And try to make you happy. Emily, like, almost has a heart attack every single day over nothing about this show. So the least you can do for her is just go and vote.
How many breakdowns and heart attacks have you seen me have?
Oh, just like mental. It's like exhaust. I love you to death, but it's like exhausting to be around you. So it has to, you know, I have to have you in doses.
That's why you max out.
I don't even know like how your team of people.
They don't. They barely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have some really good edibles or there has to be a dispensary somewhere nearby.
Yeah. We just.
Your office.
Exactly. We just got to get really high and sing Kumbaya.
You know what? I mean, a lot of people have worked on the show and done bigger and better things. So.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's all worth it to hang out around you. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's a good time. Okay, Menace. So today's show is very important because Valentine's Day.
You don't even have to tell me that it's important because my mom has been a florist my entire life and my aunt too. So it is like the end all be all when it comes to relationships or love or something that you're interested
in. But do you really believe that? Like, are you planning something with you and your girlfriend this weekend? Next week?
Not like... Yeah, yeah. We're planning on maybe like going to Palm Springs or San Diego or something like that. Or like doing something.
Like chill, not going for work like you always do.
Yeah, outside the norm. But not like, oh, you know, I have to do this elaborate dinner with, right. You know.
I think it just everyone cut to the sex. Roses. Like try to improve your sex that night, okay? If you're in a relationship, just try to do something that improves your sex life that night.
Yeah, well, that's what it all builds up to, right?
Yeah, it's all about, it's a day to celebrate romance and love, okay? Look it up. That's what it's about. Love, romance. Mm. So what does that mean? Sex.
Yes.
Intimacy. Enhancing something in your life. Like, you can go out and spend like $300 on dinner, or you could sit home, have a picnic in your bedroom, and just have some rockin' sex.
Yeah.
Try to do something that you want to do all year. That's what I say. Day about love. But we're going to get into the Valentine's Day stuff in a minute. But I've got a little bit of sex in the news that I can't let this one go by. Like, I can't wait another second for it. I have a question for you, Menace. Does your vagina need a steam cleaning?
Oh, not this.
Yeah, not so much. So Gwyneth Paltrow added again.
Go away, Paltrow, already, please.
She just have too much time and money. She's like, maybe too. I'll get my couch cleaned, steamed, and my vag.
I think maybe, like, Gwyneth Paltrow can live her life, and who cares what I say about Gwyneth Paltrow, all right? I think she's just such in, like, a higher level.
Yeah, she can't even...
Maybe income level that, like, puts her in a space where she's not with the norm, you know? So it might come off as me, like, hating on Gwyneth Paltrow. It's just, like, I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, doctors don't understand it either because the star is touting the alleged benefits of another dubious practice, vaginal steaming, or V-steaming for short... Mm. Is describe a treatment that she received at the Tikkun Holistic Spa in Santa Monica, California,
You lose me at the holistic crap. Love all that stuff.
Yeah, I do, but I've never gotten my vag steamed, okay? I mean, I was going to do it this weekend, but now that Gwyneth did it first. No, the actress said in her newsletter, the real golden ticket here is the Mugwort V-Steam. You sit on what is essentially a mini throne and a combination of infrared and mugwort steam cleanses your uterus.
Did you say wart?
She calls it mugwort. No, is that from the... Mugwort, is that like a powder thing? I don't know what it is.
No, it sounds like it though, like Lord of the Rings.
I don't know, like, oh yeah, exactly. There's no scientific evidence that shows that it works, says Dr. Birch, who knows about it, I guess. She's an OBGYN. Steaming your nether regions could even lead to unpleasant side effects. I mean, it's true. It's just like douching, the whole douching thing. It's bad for you. Your vagina naturally cleans itself out. It regulates its pH balance. You should not be sticking things in there that are not approved. You don't need to be cleaning it. You don't need to be, like, vacuuming it or whatever she's doing with it. To get a vaginal steaming, she squats over a steaming bowl of water, blah, blah. I shouldn't even tell you about this. It's just bad for you, okay, people?
I was watching TMZ Live, and they had a guy do it.
Did they have her doing it?
No,
that would have got a lot of hits. Yeah. Okay, what happened? A guy was doing it?
Yeah, he was doing it and just
penis steam?
Describing the feel. And it's just, it's just like steam being pushed into your.
Yeah, you can get bacterial infections. Yeah. Okay, so don't go if you're going to spend like, God knows
especially
how much it costs.
Especially at some like, I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow is probably going to a really extremely high end spa, but I'm sure like the day-to-day person like you and I can't afford to go to a spa like that. And if you're going to try to get it done, it's probably not the most cleanly spa ever, you know?
Get a facial.
Yeah, that's where, you know, people, they get like weird funguses and stuff like that. Exactly. You know?
Yeah, totally. So don't listen to Gwyneth Paltrow. She just has, she had some extra pocket change. She's like, I'll go get my vag
steamed.
She's
a crazy rich person, you know?
Nothing wrong with rich people, but, you know.
Hey, no, I'm not. Make better choices. I celebrate rich
people.
But
she shouldn't be sending out this information where everyone's going to listen to celebrities because celebrities have a lot of power in today's culture and they're all trying to get their vagina steamed and then they're all end up with bacterial vaginosis. So don't do it.
Yeah.
Couples' late-night office sexcapades watched by an entire bar end up on Twitter.
Sweet.
Two New Zealand insurance company employees could be in a huge trouble after their attempt at some office sex went viral. As it turns out, those giant well-lit windows faced out toward a bar of drunk patrons. So you, nice. You know the buildings next to each other, right? The whole pub knew about it, was watching while they were totally oblivious to it. Reportedly, even the in-house band stopped playing as everyone watched the two get it on. They snapped pictures and posted them on YouTube, and their employer says they don't condone the actions of the couple and are investigating the matter. So they could even get fired. They never realized how public their private time was. They wanted to avoid having sex, you know, having their sex life all over the news. So they should just turn the goddamn lights off.
Yeah.
Right, people?
I mean, it's crazy because you...
They're probably drunk or something.
Sometimes, like, when you think that you're on a certain level at a building...
Yeah,
like,
you think no one can see you.
No, people can see. Like, I go down a bunch of levels in a building that I live in, and I can still see, like, right into my living room window from way far away. So people watch out.
Wow, so people watch you having sex?
Yeah, I remember that I was in... I was doing something before I lived here. I was in Venice Beach, California, and it was with a bunch of people doing. It's called the Fiesta Movement. It was like this thing with Ford. So 50 people, YouTubers and like internet people, were all together, and we're all staying at the same hotel. And we just start partying, and then we sneak up onto the roof of the hotel, and just keep on partying all night. And then we look over at the building next to us, which was the apartment building. And it was really, really hot that day. And everybody in all the apartment buildings were completely naked because it was so hot.
Okay.
And then you can, like, see people getting it on and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Of course, in Venice.
So, yeah. So, yeah. Put the blinds down if you don't want anybody to see.
Exactly.
Some people are into that. They want people to see them.
Yeah, but not these people. So they got fired from their job. That was kind of a bummer. Has anyone ever caught you having sex before? Walked in on you?
Caught me having sex? No.
No?
Not that I
know. Never in your life?
Yeah. No.
Your mom, did your mom ever walk in on you masturbating?
No. Oh, God. I would die. But what about you?
I'm glad you avoided
that. I'm
sure
you've been, people walked in on you.
I'm trying to think of it. I'm like, yeah, whatevs.
Yeah, like a billion times.
No, not a billion times. I'm trying to think if anyone ever walked in me, you know. There was like this horrible time. I mean, but this was freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And I'm sure... No, no one's ever... I'm sure someone's walked in, but this was the worst experience ever. So we got home drunk late night at the bar. My boyfriend at the time went to Michigan State. I went to Michigan. I drove there for the weekend to stay with him. And he had a loft. There's these tiny dorm rooms, right? So everyone used to build those lofts. I don't know if people still do it. Whatever. So he slept in the loft. We got back to his room. We started having sex. We're like drinking at like a kegger all night, whatever. We're having really loud sex. And unbeknownst to us, his roommate was just like right below us in the room. We didn't see
him. I've had that happen before.
So that was really like, embarrassing, and I have forgotten about that. And but no one's ever, you know, but that was like, I wasn't even walking in. I just like walked. I just didn't pay attention that there was someone beneath us sleeping. And to this day, when I run into this guy because he lived in my hometown, Michigan, I'm so mortified. Lock your doors, people, and just pay attention to who's sleeping beneath you.
Oh, for real.
For reals. Okay, so we're going to get into our Valentine's Day gift guide, and then we're going to get into your emails, because I know you're all like, shit, what do I do? We're here to help you.
Yeah.
I've got Madison here.
Hello.
She's my producer. What's up, Madison?
Not much.
What's going on?
Just hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. We're going to talk about sex toys, because we've tried all these. Why is she here?
Yeah.
In this moment?
Yeah.
She's always here.
No, but what's going on?
We just said, I'm talking about the Valentine's Day gift guide.
Yeah, but... Oh, what? Did she make up the gift guide?
She helped. We're going to talk about the toys with you because we've actually tried them all, except for we have not. Well,
see, that's what I was asking.
Oh, I see. I didn't finish my sentence.
She didn't.
Well, I mean, she was going to get to it. Oh. Tried and true.
You didn't cut me off. Do you think I was going to say Madison is here? Okay. So Madison works with me, and we've actually pretty much between the two of us, I think, tried. We have tried everything on this list. Mm-hmm. She has more experience with the fleshlight than I do. she's talked a lot about it on the show. Not that she has a penis.
Let me
clarify. She's not a transgendered woman or transsexual, but
which
her
is so
boyfriend,
hot right now, by the way.
I know it is. I wish you were. I really would like a transsexual on my staff.
We should actually put it out for an intern. You know, like,
be careful,
dude. You know what? I mean, not that a transgender person's not gay. I could totally be speaking. Uh-oh. I don't know exactly how to put everything, but some of my gay friends are like mad at the transgenders because they're stealing all the thunder.
Yeah,
they're all
no,
over
it's
the place
whole, no, it is true.
It's so hot right now.
Yeah,
so
no, it's the whole like, chicks with dick thing and the whole thing is that we're talking about. No, it is true. It is a whole phenomenon now that
it's all over television.
Not, there, it's always been like around, but it is getting a lot more. You know, there's a lot more action with transgender people. So I feel like maybe there'll be a lot of men now. You know, starting to buy some women's dresses.
Yeah.
And totally. Flash their penises.
I think...
I love that people are getting threatened by transgenders now.
Well, it was like Entertainment Tonight, our entertainment show, that just recently they hired one as a correspondent.
That's awesome.
And then Orange is the New Black. Exactly. There's a huge winning a bunch
of awards.
Don't
you wish
that
you
like
decided
that.
To be a transsexual, transgender person?
Me?
Do you wish you... could have done that maybe?
Oh, yeah,
your
totally.
Career would have just taken off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how we got on that. Oh, the Madison does not have a penis.
Yeah, that I don't have a penis.
Madison does not have a penis, but she does have experience with the fleshlight. So anyway, we're going to go over, you know, we get a lot of sex toys at our office. Okay. It's part of the jam. You work for me, you got to try out some sex toys, okay? And I don't always say you have to talk about it publicly, but it helps us review toys and it helps us, you know, so we, because I when I talk about stuff and I say to you, oh, this is what you should, this would be a great gift. And not just because I like thought it looked cool. It's because like I've tried it, I've tested it, we know, and I'm not going to tell you or lead you down any roads. So your penis is going to fall off or something. Like these are all really good tried and tested and true products. Yeah. So Valentine's Day, first thing is you've heard me talk about the fleshlight a lot. Back to Madison's experience. Madison actually has a great blog on our website, and she's talked on the show before about her experience with her boyfriend giving. Do you remember this? Giving him a flashlight.
Yeah.
She's 24. Her boyfriend's about this. Are you 25 now?
I'm 24. He's 22.
22. Okay. So and they're good. They live together. Everything's great. Would you like to? People who haven't heard your flashlight story.
Okay. So just brief thing. My boyfriend is a very sexual person, and
he's 22 years old. Of course.
No, but he's like all the time.
If he wasn't, we'd be concerned.
If he had his way, he would be having sex multiple times a day, every day. And I'm sorry. I'm a human woman. I'm busy. Mm-hmm. I have a job. Like I don't have time for all of that. So every once in a while, when he's feeling frisky, he comes home from work, and I'm doing stuff. I'm just like, no, go take a shower, take your fleshlight. And it works out really well. Like, it's got a couple of awesome benefits. I think most girls are like, I don't want to give a guy a fleshlight because then what if it's better than me? Like, he's not going to have to go to their family's house for Christmas. Like, no, it actually worked out a lot better for me. I feel like I got the better end of the deal personally because now if he wants to have sex and I don't, he's got a great outlet for that. It kind of actually turns me on too because then I feel like I'm almost like, having a competition sometimes. Like, he'll be like, yeah, I've got my fleshlight. And I'm like, I'll show you what's better than a fleshlight.
Exactly. Like, forget that fleshlight. Right, exactly. But it comes in handy. It's like, instead of like, you know, oh, no, honey, tonight I have a headache. You make, oh, no, honey, here's your fleshlight.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, it's presenting a solution to a problem, not just complaining about it. But what we were going to say is, you've heard me talk about the fleshlight, but the fleshlight shower, there's like accoutrements. You know this. The fleshlight shower mount. You could put it in the shower. Hold your fleshlight, and then you could, you know,
they're taking
do your
it
business
to
shower.
Other levels now.
Dude, and then there's the launch pad, which is the one that it connects to your iPad. So if you're having sex, if you're watching, as men often do, some kind of porn or something on there, or whatever turned you on, I don't know.
I'm sure they made, like, custom videos for that, too.
No, they did. They made point of view so it actually you're looking down at your fleshlight as you're using it on the iPad, and it looks like you're doing doggy style, having sex with a person.
Right.
That's amazing.
So that's what we're recommending, some accoutrements for your fleshlight if you already have one. So go to fleshlight.com, or go to my website,
Click
use coupon code Emily.
Click
on the fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get, like...
You can get him. You can even get him lube too, and then you've got the whole package. He's got the fleshlight. He's got the accessories. He's got the lube. You never
lube
have to do anything.
Awesome.
Okay, quick question. Like, what's the actual size of it? Can you describe that?
The fleshlight in itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do
so
I need a backpack?
They
or
have. Honestly, they have.
It's like this bottle of champagne. No,
they have ones that are this big, you know, full size. But they just
like a liter.
Yeah, they just came out with them. If you look at Emily's YouTube channel, she just put up a video the other day of the new fleshlight Go, which we saw at She.
Dude, you can put it in your pocket.
It is actually the size of a flashlight, and it still can encompass, it still can accommodate 90% of men, I think, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
So it really is like a flashlight on the go. It's a cool thing. So check it out. Then the next thing that we want to recommend here is a penis ring. So we've been talking about penis rings for a while.
Well, you have been talking about them for years. Like
10 years.
You
but
have
they've
been
really
very
evolved.
Pro penis ring.
You know what? But I think that I was pro penis ring before I even tried like the master mother of all penis rings, which is the Mio by Jeju. Okay, so they make my favorite toy, the Mimi, the little pebble. Because their technology is like, it has this rumbling. This is the thing. Mm. It's become very nuanced with sex toys now, that it's sort of this rumbling sound. Motor in the Jeju products that just make it better. So this penis ring is the Mio, M-I-O, and it turns into a so how do you, you put it over, it one size fits all, you put it over the penis. It's like a lot of penis rings, and some of them are disposable. This one is a full-on twofer because it's a vibrator that you could use anywhere in your body, like your nipples, for clitoral stimulation. It's great, it's rechargeable, it's beautiful, it's waterproof, but it's like a full-on real vibrator that like stays on your penis, and you, Menace, I was going to give you one for Valentine's Day if that's cool.
Yeah.
But you have to try it.
Okay.
Feels good on the penis. Like, men freak out over it. They're like, oh my God. Like, I didn't know vibrations could feel so good. And then it vibrates in the place where a woman climbs on top of you to have sex, and then she gets the vibrations, and everyone's
now, is it rubber, plastic, steel?
Silicone. It's silicone. Okay. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, Madison, would you like to talk about your experience with it? Because we both, in the same weekend, not together, had great experiences with it.
What sets it apart is that it doesn't look like, sometimes you get penis rings that are disposable and they look kind of cheap. They're made of like the gummy material.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really nice material, super sturdy feeling, but it's also soft. So it doesn't tug or anything. If you're trying to put it on, it's not going to like pull your hair or anything like that. And it stays in place. And I've had a lot of penis rings over my experiences with them that like slide around. So you never know where the little vibrating bean thing is going to be. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be in your front? Is it going to be in the back? Is it off to the side somewhere? The Mio stays put the entire time, which is incredible. Yeah. Like, makes it a lot easier.
Right. And you can, like, pull it off and put it around your fingers and, like, use it, like, the nipples. It's, like, it's just the coolest friggin' thing. So it's the Mio by Jeju. Yeah. You can go to our website. Or, no, go to jeju.com. J-E-J-O-U-E. There's also, and use code Emily.
Yeah.
And get a discount. Get 10% off. Okay, then we've got sex checks. What if you could have sex checks, Menace? Like, I feel like sex every guy's complaining at their partners, they don't take initiative and that women don't initiate sex enough. What if I gave you a box of a book of sex checks and in them I wrote, like, good for one blowjob, like, good for whatever, right?
So this is an official one.
This is an official sex check. Good vibes. Like goodvibes.com. Yeah, you can buy them at Good Vibes. You can get some sex checks. Sex checks. It's $8 for 24 checks.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. At first, I thought it was like cereal or something. Sex cereal.
Yeah, that made sex you horny. Checks.
But that's good.
Yeah, and you can. Like, I think you can even like
really
fill them in.
Really good and cute for Valentine's Day.
Totes. Yeah. Okay. Then we have the gifts for her. The Tango by WeVibe. A lot of us started out. Bullet was my first sex toy.
Mine too. Yeah.
Madison started out with the Bullet. Little tiny bullet, not intimidating, clitoral stimulation. The Tango by WeVibe is the killer bullet. I have to say, it's rechargeable. It's only 3.5 inches long.
All right.
Which is actually good. Mm-hmm. And good for girl on the go. It's discreet. It's the most intense one I've ever felt. It's hard plastic metal material. Hard plastic material makes it durable and waterproof, rechargeable. It lasts 2 hours and 90 minutes on one charge. It's $80 of good vibrations. It is totally worth it. I bring it everywhere. It's the only one I travel with.
Nice.
Madison, what about you?
Yeah, I actually haven't tried it yet, but the cool thing about it is that it's super eco-friendly. Like, I always recommend it, like, if you have any of those girls in your life that, you know, don't drink out of water bottles, and they're like, they want a Prius, and they're all about the environment and everything, this is the sex toy for that girl, because it doesn't use batteries, made out of recycled material, and it lasts forever. Like, you charge it 90 minutes, it lasts for so long, take it wherever.
Exactly.
No one knows what it is.
That is the Tango. And this will all be on our website too, right, Madison?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told you that story. I think that's I had an old assistant in San Francisco, and we lived in the same apartment building. And so she asked me to help her move her bed, and it fell out of her bed, and she almost...
Oh, her vibrator?
Died. No, it was like the bullet.
Oh, the bullet. Yeah. Right.
She almost died of embarrassment because I picked it up and I didn't know what it was. And I saw a little button on it and I hit the button and it starts vibrating. And then instantly I knew what it was and she turned totally red.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
It's embarrassing.
But, you know, I was like, dude.
You're like, I know. I'm dude, sex with them. Don't you dude, know what I do?
I'm on sex with Emily. Come on. Like, you don't have to be shy in front of me. I
know.
I
just wish that the whole stigma. I think it has gone away a little bit with the boys. I mean, I just think women, just whip out your toys. Show them. Or if you're a guy and she hasn't showed you, ask her. Be like, hey, do you have any toys, babe? And then she'll feel comfortable. Because I think that with a lot of people and couples, because these presents too, you can buy for yourself, you can buy for your friends, you know, like, wait, whoever wants to have pleasure, but I don't think there should be an embarrassment around it.
Yeah.
I would give all my friends tangos if I could. Like, I would just be like, hey, who wants a vibrator? As it is, like, I try to be pretty friendly with the vibrators because I have access to so many, but I think it's a totally safe gift for girls to give other girls too.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's all I give. And my friends who get married, I give them what's it called? The Rub My Ducky. It's a vibrator. It looks like it's actually a rubber duck, but you can also put it. This is a great, if you're having a friend having a baby and you only buy sex. I only give sex presents. That's like, I decided that. Because everyone needs better sex at some point, probably at all points. It's a double duck. You can use it, clean yourself with it, like truly on your baby, but then it's a vibrator.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the best present ever. Okay. Dahlia by Vibratex. This one, she has always wanted since she blossomed into adulthood because she probably would like a G-spot orgasm if she hasn't had one yet. So get her the Dahlia. It's pretty and pink. It's fun and flirty. It's kind of like a rabbit style vibrator with the little things. You get the dual stimulation. And it packs a multi-orgasmic punch. Dual motors, external butterfly appendage flutters against the clitoris. This gets me turned on just talking about like fluttering.
I know. Dual motors?
It literally is a butterfly though. So it's like, it's little wings and antennas. I have one. It's pretty crazy looking when it gets going.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. It takes AAA batteries. It's awesome.
You guys must have a lot of closet space.
We actually do. Oh, at home. Oh, no. Do you know that lately? I've been, my office actually is bigger than my home. Or yeah. Pretty much, yeah. More space and bigger. But I've been obsessively lately, like to the point where it's probably unhealthy. No, well, that too, but I've been trying to figure out the best way to organize my sex toys, and I'm like Googling it, like going to Pinterest, like there's not a lot on Pinterest on it. I'm like, what is the best way? Because I have so many that I like. Of course, I get rid of the ones I don't like and I don't ever talk to you about them, but there's some that I like and I want them to be with the charger in a place and I don't have enough room. So I'm like constantly like, well, should it be in a hanging thing against the wall? Should it be in? I obsess about it.
That's great.
Just wanted you to know.
IKEA probably has something for that.
For
IKEA
that
has organization
toys.
For everything.
Yourself, like, put out a line, say, sex toy holders. Like, make a briefcase. Make on the go.
Yeah, I will. It's on the list, dude. It's just that and then that cabinet, and the dump truck vibrator.
The Emily line.
Okay.
Storage.
The dump truck vibrator.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good idea. Okay, the next one is the Vesper, which I talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got Vesper. Okay, so I knew that when we were at the show in Vegas that my assistants both, they were like, oh my God, I want one of those. I want one. And they gave me one. This was like a few months ago because I'm friends with Michael from Vesper, from Crave. That's the name of the company. And they make these, the necklace vibrator. Yeah, yeah. And they were like, oh my God, I want one. I want one. That's all I really want. If I get anything, I want that. Because they get a lot.
Yeah.
So they go, I want that. So anyway, I got them all.
Nice.
I know, because I love them. I was like, oh, I saw Michael. I'm like, you know, that's all they want. They don't ask for much. They don't care if I buy them lunch or dinner. They just want to crave Vesper. So, Madison, what's been your experience with the Vesper necklace, jewelry, that vibes?
Yeah.
Hello.
It's honestly, it's so pretty that I have yet to use it as a vibrator because, as I pointed out, like, I just feel like after I use it, it's going to feel like a little bit, it's going to feel a little bit more scandalous. Yeah, I know. I could wash it. I'm always so nervous about washing my sex toys, though. Honestly, I do it, but I'm like paranoid about it. I'm like,
burn the house.
It's like washing a baby.
Wait a minute. There's sex toy cleaner and spray.
I know. I don't have any.
I have 100 bottles. People just need to come to my house.
Communicate, people.
We need to communicate that you just clean it. You just like rinse, wipe it with a dry towel, but also I have a cleaner.
Okay.
Because you can, I'm telling you now that it's very powerful. It comes in rose gold or silver, 16-inch chain, USB, rechargeable, conveniently plugs into your computer, very quiet, 3 intensity levels, and it's anywhere from $79 to $149. And it's an often awesome gift, and people can get it at lovecrave.com. And from the 2nd to the 9th, they get
3rd to the 9th. They get 20% off.
If they put V-Day Emily all caps in checkout.
Nice.
Funny. Yeah, nice. Right, Menace?
Yeah, you're going to have this whole list at Sex with Emily.
Yeah, I know. Should we just run through this quicker here? Because then we could...
sure. I mean...
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying.
No, like, you're right. It's all at sexwithemily.com. I don't want to bore you all. Because if you're like, I don't want to get any of this. But listen, Tristan Tiramino's, this is great gifts for couples. Tristan Tiramino Shades of Kink Bondage Kit. We can't ignore 50 Shades of Grey. It's just coming out. And it's bringing bondage and SM into the mainstream. And here's the thing. Don't freak out if you're like, I don't want to hit her with a whip and chain. When you hear bondage, you don't have to be thinking about pain. It can be just a blindfold. It could be tying her wrists above her, you know, with a bondage thing, with a restraint. Yeah. It's like Velcro. It's not even like you have to use like handcuffs. Like, It's easy, fun, and it's power play.
When people think bondage, they're thinking like your head and toe and leather. There's whips and chains and all. That's immediately what they go to. I think, again, 50 Shades of Grey is probably going to change everybody's outlook on that.
Yeah.
Which is good. So.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. But I'm saying if you just want to get it started out and you're like, I don't have a dungeon, I don't know what to do, you can get Tristan Tiramino's Shades of Kink Bondage Kit. And then there's also the... Is there another one? They have a bunch of bondage kits, too, at Good Vibes.
That's the top-rated one, and it comes with a book. So it comes with comes with her to kink book. So if you don't know where to start and you're like, I have this blindfold. Like, what am I supposed to do with it? She walks you through how to use it. So it's just good for, you know.
Because a lot of couples don't. They're like, I don't know where to start. That is the perfect one. Okay, I think you guys should all check it out. Go to goodvibes.com. Again, you can use code...
GVEmily20.
Get 20% off. But now first a word from our sponsors before we get back to our gift guide. Oh my God, it's the Fleshlight. So we've already told you a lot about the Fleshlight. Number one sex toy for men. Simulates the sensations of sex. This is a good gift too. I was actually just saying you should get the shower mount and the one for your iPad. But Fleshlight, guys freaking love it. No one's ever said to me, why'd you make me buy a Fleshlight? Okay. It's next to something you use your hand all the time. You might as well use a male masturbation sleeve. And if you hate it, let me know, okay? I'm sorry. I will refund you. I shouldn't say that. I can't personally refund you. But no one's ever said that they hated their Fleshlight. No one's like, oh, I hated it. I threw it away. Like, it feels really freaking good. And I think it's a great gift. Buy them some of the things. Yeah. And if you buy it from sexemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner and use code Emily, you get their award-winning lube.
Yeah. Love it.
Lube and Fleshlights. Mm-hmm. Go hand in hand. Okay, back to the gift. We got the Jeju Dua, D-U-A. And this is the couple's sex toy of the future. It is, they've got these, it's a whole trend now, the remote control vibrators that you can control with your Bluetooth. It's a very discreet pen. It's not even out, like it's going to be out by the time people are listening to this, but it's like coming out like tomorrow. And it is so frigging cool. Your partner, it's like, it has like a James Bond, like it looks like a James Bond sex toy.
Yeah, it's got a little like pen. It literally looks like one of those fancy fountain pens, the small ones. And that's the remote control that controls it. So no one has any idea what you're doing. You could be sitting across from your partner at the dinner table or wherever you're at and just clicking this. People are like, why are you clicking that pen underneath? They're getting like full vibrations going on. It's pretty hot. It's very sexy.
Yeah, it is. And you can use it in, you can use it with you're in the same city or different city or long distance because you can also control the vibrations through Bluetooth. It's awesome.
What?
Final thing I got to say, candles. Who doesn't love candles? Men and women love candles. Emily and Tony Aromatherapy Massage Candles add a little romance to your lovemaking with beautiful candles that I made for you. I made them so you get a better sex. Yeah, Tony and I were like,
they smell good too.
They smell, right?
Yeah.
Fougere, cocoa, creme de vanilla, the wax melt. It's not even wax. It melts into the most luxurious massage oil. And it would be great for Valentine's Day because you could actually give each other a massage and connect intimately because that's really what it's all about. So go to emilyandtony.com, use code Emily, and I think we've got some discounts going on then too at some point. So check out emilyandtony.com. All right, that's my gift guide. What are you going to get, girlfriend? What are you going to get her? You're taking her dinner, you said something.
No. I said that I wouldn't do all that. We're probably just going to go somewhere for the weekend.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
turn up.
Stay home for the weekend.
Huh?
I don't know what I'm doing for the weekend.
Why? You're just going to call up one of these randos and go do something? You're not going to be home on Valentine's Day by yourself.
What day is it then? Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Saturday too.
That's such a button. The thing. I'm the hooked up. I think Valentine's Day definitely serves a purpose on the planet, and it's great that it's a day about celebrating love, whether you're single or in a relationship. But I never... doesn't like bum me out if I'm alone. I'm like, good, let's go out with my friends and have a good night and then go home and masturbate with my new sex toys.
Yeah. Can I tell you the worst Valentine's Day was when I said this on the show a couple times, so I'm sorry if you heard it before, but when I was in high school, I got with this girl a week before Valentine's Day. And I wasn't really paying attention, even though my mom always burnt it in my brain that Valentine's Day was an extremely important day because she was a florist. And
you think?
Yeah. And I didn't get anything for my girlfriend at the time Because we've only been dating a week, and she got me a ton of stuff. I felt so bad.
So what happened?
So, but no, she was like totally
cool.
Did
you call your mom? You're like, Mom, bring me some roses to school?
Yeah, send me some flowers. No, but do you know what my mom did do back in the day, which was amazing, is all throughout high school, she would send me to high school with bags and bags of single roses, and I would give them out to all the girls
that
I knew.
That's nice.
That was
all the girls you knew, or just every girl?
All the girls that I... Right. That I was,
because there
was
were girls who didn't get flowers.
Yeah, too. And I would just like hook them up with a flower.
Dude,
like, here
you're always
go.
The man.
Here's a rose.
That's so not like you now. You wouldn't do that now.
I wouldn't.
You got so cold and hardened. You're like, you want a rose? You can't have a rose. The rose is prettier than
no,
you, bitch.
No, no. This is Valentine's Day. This is not like day to day where, you know, I'm going to like act that I'm thirsty, you know?
I know. Okay, fine. Okay, let's get into some emails. Because if people are looking towards Valentine's Day.
Yes, as
or anything,
should be.
Or you're in a relationship or out of a relationship. The bottom line here, or let me just say this wrap up Valentine's Day thing, is that it does, I don't care if you're, like I said, relationship or single, if it's a day about love and you are in a relationship, I don't care if he wants a briefcase, you can get him that, but try to do something sexy that night. Try to do something that just kind of spices it up, a little different that you've never tried before. Talk about sex for the first time. I don't care. But it's the one day that you have permission to do whatever the hell you want sexually and to bring it to the next level. So I say take advantage of it. You could spend $300 on a dinner. You could do that. Or you could go home and have amazing sex. Or you could do both. Just do something.
Now, do you know the holiday a month after?
I guess. I'm a fan.
After, oh, you are a fan. Of
I think it's
Valentine's
clever.
Day.
I wish I thought of it.
Do you know the name of it is?
Steak and BJ Day?
Yes.
If I didn't know that, I would be out of it. Yes, I do.
It's a national men's holiday. So explain
Steak
how it
Steak and
works.
BJ Day. Exactly I think all month. It works is that a month from Valentine's Day, your guy comes home and you're like, hey, baby, wait right there. I got to give you a blowjob. And then you give him a blowjob. Oh, but wait, the steak is ready.
Yes,
and you give him a steak.
Steak and BJ
I think that's
day.
What you do. What do you think, Madison?
I thought you gave them a blowjob with the steak. Like you just wrapped it around and worked the shaft with
maybe
it. That makes sense to me.
Not a bad idea. It's
either
really creative. You can kill two birds. Just one stone.
I'm a vegetarian, so I would just hold it away from my face and be like, "Ah, oh, there you go,
man.
You
can
babe.
Get like a vegan
You're good.
Steak or something."
You know, yeah, exactly. Steak and BJ Day. Because guys don't get enough friggin' attention out there. They got to take
Shut
it today.
Up about the attention. Okay. You're so
I'm just saying
on
that blowjobs.
Right
I mean, you know what's funny, though? That
Women
there is
get
a holiday
the
with blowjobs. There's not like cunnilingus, you know, Tuesday or something. There should be.
Every single holiday is geared towards pleasing a woman. It
no,
is.
Every holiday is geared towards pleasing a woman.
F yeah,
Christmas?
It is.
Towards
it
each
is.
Other.
Christ and stuff?
Christ and stuff. Yeah, what about Christ? Doesn't he get a
I'm
day?
I'm sorry. Like, if a guy gets you a lame present for Christmas, you will be upset. If a guy got a lame present from a girl, he wouldn't be that upset. He'd be like, okay, you know, whatever. He's not going to go home and cry about it and call all his friends. So do not tell me that every single holiday is geared a little more towards a woman than a man.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe
well,
maybe
stop
women.
Denying
I think
the
you
truth.
Know what it is. There was a study that I read earlier. Did we do news in here? We did a little bit. But something I read said that women would rather have gifts than anything else.
That's
like
true.
That women are more uptight. Like they really. I had a friend like this when she first got married. Her husband at the time, now it's still her husband, but when they first got together, he always messed up the gifts and it really upset her. Like, I'm not really
See?
A gift person, but she was like, I can't believe you didn't get me this
You're
or that.
You're proving my point.
No, I get
right
it.
Now.
There's a lot of women that's a big, to me, I'm like, don't get me anything and I mean
so
it.
So don't say.
Okay.
Just
a lot
get,
of, not,
get,
not
let
every
a guy,
woman.
Let a guy have a steak and BJ day and not caca on it, all right?
Caca. You should be the poster child for Steak and BJ. Maybe they're looking for one.
Yeah,
it'd be
totally.
A good sponsorship
no,
role for you.
I don't like parade around you've, and tell.
But you know, you've
like,
got the billboards with your face on it now?
Yeah.
The cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
You could do like a Steak and BJ one with you. I think it'd be good cross branding.
No, I'm not the Steak and BJ pusher. I'm just saying.
You
just,
sound like one.
No, I'm just saying that. You know, we mention it as we're talking about
I'm
Valentine's
just kidding.
Day.
Okay, so let's
but
get to the
if
emails.
You meet my friends, oh my God, that's all they talk about for a month.
We should have a Steak and BJ party.
That'd be really fun, actually.
Oh
I mean,
God,
there'd have
huge.
To be some, like, different
Security
rooms
and
stuff like
no,
that.
No, but not really at low jobs. But it could just be a fun
that would be
part.
Fun.
Just like,
Yeah.
I know people would get the wrong message if it's a blowjob. They'd expect
Look,
to come in and have a
steak
just like,
BJ party at Emily's.
There are
house.
No blowjobs, and there's actually no steak because everyone who works for me is either vegetarian. But,
oh, man.
Well, we're going to talk about it. We should give blowjob lessons. It's going to be a great day. Okay, so emails from the people. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. What?
I just thought of an amazing event.
Go ahead.
You'll have a steak and BJ event. I mean, you wouldn't be giving out BJs, which would be extremely disappointing. But you would serve steak and teach people how to give blowjobs.
Yeah, I was thinking amazing. That. Actually, my salon that I go to just asked me if I would do a party there, like teaching how to give blowjobs and with all my
steak
sex toys.
At a salon never sounded better.
They probably don't want the steak, but yeah, I get it. Okay. Emails.
Yeah.
How to find a third person for a threesome.
Oh, God.
Yes, we know it's your number one fantasy. That's why we're going to talk about it. For men, actually. It's our top fantasy.
Totally.
Okay. Hi, Emily. You talk about how to approach your partner with the topic of a threesome. But what about after you've done that? We don't know how to approach a woman and ask her to have a threesome with us. We don't want to just ask a friend and make things odd between us all. So how do we go about asking someone if they want to join us for fun? Thanks, Dalton. He's 22 from Missouri. So thank you for putting where you're from. We've started to ask for that again because people used to always. So Dalton, 22, Missouri. How to find a third. Okay, that is true.
They get down in Missouri.
They do.
Yeah.
Right? I love it. And it is tricky once you get to this point. So, Dalton, I hope you're in a very good place with your partner. You discuss the rules and you're in a confident place in your sex life because that's when I recommend that couples have a threesome. So, assuming that is all true, looking for a third. I mean, back in the day, people were putting ads on Craigslist. You don't really want to do that.
No.
But there are sites online that cater even to your area. You can put in your area code or your neighborhood. There's FetLife. That's all one, right. FET, FetLife. Cassidy is a big one, Kasidie, and Adult Friend Finder. Those are websites. There's also play parties. I know you think you might like not know anyone in your area who whatever, but if you've got like a sex toy shop or you've got some friends that you think might be into their world, people have play parties and swinger parties. And do you ever hear this, Madison, with your friends?
Yeah, actually, I hear about it on Facebook, of all places. People are like, going to like an adult party. And I'm like, I know what that means.
Yeah. You're like, I know what that means now.
Yeah.
I'm almost, I'll be 25 soon. I'm not quite an adult. No, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, they say you're not really adult until you rent a car at 25. But yeah, exactly. If you keep your eyes open, Dalton, you're going to find those people. I mean, but these are some websites to start with. You might even find that in your area, they might say, oh, if you're in our area, there's a meetup at one of these websites. So it's like FetLife, Cassidy, Adult Friend Finder. And also there's a new app I heard about called Thrinder. 3NDER that helps
you. Well, I was about to say, I'm surprised Tinder hasn't. I mean, Tinder is still pretty new, so it's going to take a while to develop, but I'm sure that eventually it'll break off into something like this. There'll be a feature.
Well, now there is. Thrinder.
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten great reviews yet because there aren't a lot of users on there. So the people on there are kind
of. Yeah, but it's
like,
not an official Tinder.
Oh, I mean, it hasn't reached fame like Tinder.
Okay. It is not affiliated with Tinder.
It is not. No. But there's ways you just get into your like mind. You know your friends that would know this kind of stuff.
I was just reading about Tinder the other day about the premium stuff. Have you been hearing about
that?
No. So there's going to be a paid upgrade.
Of course. They got to make some money.
Yeah, they have to. Every place does. Don't get mad. But it's going to have an undo button. And some other thing where you can like swipe back.
Oh, you swiped wrong way.
Yeah, because you went too
right,
fast.
Right, or left.
Yeah.
What is it? So you swiped left and you wanted
to. So have an undo. And the other thing is it's going to be able to, you can pinpoint other cities. So let's say you're traveling to New York, right? So you, but you're here in Los Angeles. You can start planning your hookup. So it'll be great for people. They're already like trying it out in Europe, and it's already huge.
No, that's really
genius.
Smart because a lot of people I know only use Tinder when they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you have to wait though till you land in New York or you land because it picks up geographically where you're at.
Yeah.
So this would be you pay a few bucks a month and you can start planning your dates for New York. Where I started using Amy Laurent from our Bravo show.
Yeah.
I was with her in New York last Valentine's Day. She was my date. And she's like, you're not on Tinder yet? We didn't make up. And I actually ended up going out on my first. Actually, I never talk about this because I forgot. Because I always think my first one was on my show. But I did meet a guy for coffee in New York that I met on Tinder.
Wow.
For like 20 minutes.
I swear to God.
It wasn't a good date.
I just saw that at Katsuya, some sushi place here in LA. Where the people met at Katsuya off Tinder. And they were sitting right next to me the whole time.
You heard him talking about
it? Yeah. It was crazy.
That's awesome. I've actually heard there was a guy who live tweeted an entire like first Tinder date one time, and it was really funny. He like live tweeted the entire thing.
Was he into her?
Behind him, and no, it was really awkward, and that's why it was so funny.
Right, wow. Exactly. He's not going to be like, she's the love of my life. Like, really? Did you gain 10 pounds since your last photo? You can hear guys dissing girls.
They definitely continued the date because they were talking about, oh, so where'd you park, blah, blah. And then they took off. Because you got to be pretty confident that you're going to hook up with this chick if you're going to meet her at Katsuya.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Place. It's not a cheap place. Yeah. And I hope, who paid?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Well, I don't know if he's too sure. Yeah. But I hope, I mean, maybe they've been chatting for a while or something, because that is a commitment to stand for sushi. Like, I feel like on most dates right now, you want to do coffee or you want to do it quick or you want to do drinks. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. Tinder's taking over the world. Okay, next question. Man on bottom. Dear Emily, is it wrong for a man wanting to be on bottom all the time during sex? Bobby. Okay, man, let's take this one. Sorry. What do you think?
Well, it might be because he can last a lot longer being on the bottom than if he was in any other position.
Right.
Or it's a lot less work and you don't get tired as quick.
Yeah, but he only wants to be on the bottom. And I'm wondering, it's not wrong. Like, people ask, am I doing something wrong? I mean, if your partner's cool with it, and then your partner's like, yeah, be on the bottom. I'll be on the top. I'm happy. And you walk off into the sunset. Everything's great. However, I wonder why you only want to be in the bottom. It is true that a lot of men can last longer, because if your partner's a female, a lot of times women, they're on top. They can control the motion and the rhythm, and they can have more orgasms sometimes when they're on top. They're more likely to orgasm. But I don't think it's a bad idea to, like, switch things up, Bobby. I'm wondering, like, is it something about your body? Do you not want her to see you in a certain way? Like, why do you only want to be on the bottom? So you could try sitting on the edge of the bed. You could try the spooning position just to mix it up, because it could get boring. Or just think about the
times that you might have had it in other positions and wonder why. And then maybe it didn't last as long. And then that's definitely the answer right there.
Yeah, because when guys get on top or they do the from behind, that's the go-to. Dunzo. Dunzo. So again, Bobby, I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong, but it depends what your partner's with. If your partner's cool with it, it's fine. But I think also sex is all about variety. Mixing it up. So I would try to work in some positions, edge of the bed, couch.
Yeah.
Being on the bottom, sitting up, maybe holding each other.
Being on being on the couch is like the most like effortless position for everybody. And I think it's like one of the most orgasmic personally. Mm. Like, I really enjoy it.
I enjoy couch sex too, because you're not in your room. You're already watching TV anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. You literally just roll over and you're having sex. And then when you're done, you can keep watching the movie and it's fine. Nothing happened.
Except when the couch gets dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta get a special coat for your couch. Coating.
Like a plastic. Oh, what kind of coat? Oh, like Scotch Guard. Does that work? I brought some to the office for the chairs. I should bring them to my house for the couch, because
I've
got some issues.
Yeah. No, I think I have some like special coating on my couch that you can
see. But is it too late once you buy the couch? Right? You need to Scotch Guard before.
I think so. You gotta do it when you messed up. Get it.
Whoever has time to Scotch Guard when you get something, you're so excited, you just jump all over it and ejaculate all over it. And the day you get it, because you're so excited.
I have like special insurance on my couch if it like does get a stain that they...
What kind of... Where'd you buy your couch?
Yeah, I didn't even know they did
Fort Knock? What do you mean the insurance?
Like, there's special insurance. Like, let's say you come over and you drop a glass
of wine. Which I would. I would totally do that second I walked in the house. Yeah,
you'll drop some wine on it that I have it insured where they'll fix it.
Did you buy like a $5,000 million couch?
No. It wasn't too expensive.
It's like from Sharper Image.
Yeah. That's so fancy. Okay.
I like to be classy.
You are classy. Okay. Next email. Dear Emily, you're always mentioning the wrong way to make love or have sex.
Totally.
I feel like you don't really ever.
Dude. My girlfriend says that she loves it when I pound her hard. She constantly tells me that she wants it rougher and rougher each time. I began thinking, maybe it's because she's only 23. Maybe she doesn't really know any better. I was wondering if you would give me some suggestions on what real lovemaking or effing should look like. Thanks, Bob.
Now, you guys are going to poo-poo it, but the thing is, like, believe it or not, every single woman is different. So you can't please them in the same way. And maybe this is what she's into. She's not saying anything.
She's never had an orgasm.
Yeah. Honestly, this is a girl who has only learned how to have sex from either porn or like an older boyfriend that she had when she was younger. And she thinks that that's the only way to do it. Exactly. And so in porn, they're always yelling like harder, harder, like pound me harder. And she's like, I'm just going to do that because he really likes it. And he comes immediately when I say it. And so she just keeps doing it.
Exactly.
Sounds like fun. And you guys. Yes.
Listen, Bob, when you break up with her, can you just send her number to menace? Because he just wants to pound the shit out of a chick. No, but here's the thing. I'm not saying that this is wrong. I'm not saying that there's anything okay, what is he asking me exactly? It's only because she's 23. She doesn't know any better. Okay, first of all, I don't always say the wrong ways, but sometimes that's what people listen to. That's what you're hearing from it, okay? Which I'm glad you're just learning that sex is you know, evolving, constantly evolving, and there's different tips and tricks I give on the show. But I think it's not a bad thing to take it slow. Do you practice foreplay with her? Do you ever slow it down? Do you turn her on beforehand? You know, slow sex, fast sex, I just think you don't always want to have sex the same way over and over again. So I'm thinking when she's saying, pound me harder, she just wants to be over because she's hungry or something. Or yeah, she wants to go shopping with her friends. Or I don't know. I just think that you could, you know, the longer you stimulate her and slow things down, she's more likely to have an orgasm. So maybe you're talking after you went down on her for 30 minutes and she had 6 orgasms, she wants you to pound her. Or you probably need to slow it down a bit and turn her on.
How about alternate? Like, what's wrong with doing, like, a little bit of the jackhammer stuff, and if she likes that, and then slowing it down and kind of, like, taking it and seeing how that goes, switching positions. Like, you don't have to just stick with that one thing the whole time.
Exactly. Like, why not flip her around so she's on top?
Yeah.
From behind? So I think he's trying to tell me that I'm wrong, that girls, like, don't like it, and I'm not – and sometimes it does feel good.
In short bursts.
Yeah. So alternate. Like, go back and forth. Try different positions, but – one girl just wants a pound, pound, pound. I'm a little suspect. That's all she wants.
All right.
Okay. What?
I'm just saying.
Okay. You're just saying what?
Okay. Are different. Cool.
Okay. All right. Do time for one more?
I'd say so.
All right. Hey, Emily. I'm a new listener and love your podcast and learning new tips each week. I'm in a relationship with an older and more experienced guy who's amazing in bed. I feel I'm not holding up my end of things in the bedroom, especially in the oral region, as I'm nervous my inexperience will show through. He says he will be patient and wait, but my nerves get in the way whenever I begin to let my guard down. How do I gain the confidence to give him what he deserves? Thank you, God, Lauren.
Girls that are iffy about oral are like...
what?
The worst.
But have you met... you mean girls who tentatively approach your penis?
Yeah, that are just like, you know, they're not confident, right. Which I understand that's why she's emailing that she's not confident, but it is very frustrating for a guy who is like dealing with...
what's the most frustrating blowjob you've ever had? What exactly happened?
I think no, it's exactly what she's talking about right here. It's like you're not confident. You're not confident anywhere in any way, and you, it's like, oh, I'm not good at it. I'm gonna try it, and you like put like zero effort into trying to be good at it.
Yeah.
You know?
So stop thinking about it too much, Lauren, because you are psyching yourself out. You can't really mess it up if your mouth is warm, if it's wet. Make sure that there's lots of saliva on there, that you have a lot of that there's pressure, enough pressure with your mouth, and that's why your hands are your best friend during blowjob. So use your hands. Your mouth goes up and down. The
worst
suck,
thing ever is no teeth. Pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Like a soft blowjob is not good. So that's why your hands are your best friends. Use your hands in a blowjob. Make sure that it's wet. But honestly, Lauren, the number one thing that men across the board, across the world, will say that it is about enthusiasm. A woman who is confident, and even sometimes this is a fake it till you make it thing. Just go after it like it's the most delicious lollipop ice cream cone you've ever had, and you do not want to let a drip of that ice cream cone fall onto the floor. And you lick it, and you look up at him, and you look excited, and you're into it. You will become that. And you just, there is, it's not like there's a right or a wrong. I'm just giving you a few things. Be enthusiastic. Use pressure. Make sure your mouth's, you know, there's enough saliva, and you'll get into it and you'll learn it. And you know what? He'll appreciate that you're making the effort. So I also, on my website, I've got a ton of how to give blowjob tips on my website too, sexwithemily.com, if you want to get into the details of it. But I think the most important thing is that you got to get your confidence up. He's not judging you. He's attracted to you. As long as you're willing to go for it, he's going to be fine.
Ask him what he likes. Ask him to tell you, like, how to do it. It could be a big turn on for him getting to, like, direct you down there also.
Yeah. Be like, hey, babe, do you like, some guys like their balls licked. Some guys don't.
Not into
it. Yeah, I know. Like, I give my boyfriend directions sometimes when he's downstairs, and he really likes it. He enjoys the fact that I'm telling him what I like and what feels good to me, because then he can do it better.
It is such a gift.
Yeah, you never know.
Right? Don't you wish everyone just came with an instruction manual?
Yeah,
because we're all so different. I wish guys did too. So it's nothing wrong with like, hey, babe, do you like this? Do you like that? Give her a little feedback. And then he'll be getting the blowjob he wants, and you'll feel better, Lauren. I think that's great.
And just a heads up for guys, if a girl says that she's amazing at it, it's going to be the worst blowjob you've ever had.
Jesus, has that ever happened to you, or is that just your pessimism side?
Oh, no. It's a code amongst men that we all know this. What?
But I say it all the time, and I, am I exempt from that?
Maybe.
I think I'm good. Like, I just feel like I've had a lot of confidence in it, and I've even, I don't know, whatever. But I shouldn't say that, so okay. I'm screwing my whole
you're
luck.
Well, no, you're not.
It's going to mess them up from now
you're
on.
You're not parading, because some women parade around and say how amazing
like on their business card,
it.
Like on their Facebook page,
just
where?
It's like, they'll be having conversations with guys, and they want to pretend they're a badass, and, oh, I'm great at giving, blowjobs. No, you're not. You're terrible.
Right. Be careful of any woman who says she's great, or even amazing anyone who says they're funny. It. Like, oh my God, I'm so funny.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Although I do that sometimes. Like, you don't know me, but I'm actually funny. I tell people, yeah. And I'm like, oh shit. Anyone who says I have to tell you that they're funny isn't funny, or that they're good at blowjobs. Yeah. Although I really am. I'm sure Madison is. I'm sure your girlfriend's okay.
You'll get tweets and emails, guys agreeing with me. Yeah. I guarantee you.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, every girl's got to have her trick. Like, my thing is, I don't give good hand jobs. I'm terrible at them, but I give good blowjobs. I have to be good at something.
Hand jobs
there,
are a waste
know?
Of time anyway.
Lube,
so
lots of lube, lots of lube.
Yeah.
Hand jobs.
Don't
lots
worry
of
about a girl. No one wants that anyway.
Oh my God, poke myself in the eye with it.
Exactly. I've actually had that before.
Yeah.
I've had the ejaculate. Oh, I lost my vision.
I was talking about too slippery.
I know.
Just, it's like, it's too lubed up. I'm just going to like hit myself in the face.
I had ejaculate in my eye and I couldn't see for like a day.
So girls like threw up on him.
I was like 25. Yeah, girls throw up on him, the whole thing. So just be careful there, Lauren. And I'm having a good time with this guy. Don't stress on it. That's what we have time for. Okay, Madison, thank you so much. And how can people find you, Madison?
I am on Twitter, The Real Madisha. That's right. My Twitter handle, which is kind of embarrassing. And an Instagram, Hurricane_Madison.
Hurricane Madison. And also, she has great blogs on my website, sexwithemily.com. Check those out. Thank you so much, Madison.
Thank you.
Thank you, Menace.
Thank you.
You can find you Menace, MENACE, across the board.
Yeah, on Instagram and Twitter. And thank you always to the listeners that always tweet me and comment on Instagram that they listen to the show. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I love you, and happy Valentine's Day. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Anyway, thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to the show. I know we talked a lot about sex toys, but I'm going to wrap this up for you here and just tell you about Jeju. That's J-E-J-O-U-E. They make high-quality, premium sex toys that are rechargeable, waterproof, powerful, and they hit her in all the right places. And you can play with them together. And the reason why I know this is because I've tried every toy on the planet and I love the toys by Jeju. You've heard me talk about the Mimi, which is great for clitoral stimulation, or the Fifi, dual stimulation, if you want to find her G-spot. This is the one. Or the G-key, also find your G-spot. We talked about the Mio, the penis ring. Oh my God, that's all I got to say is it's like fun for the whole family, or at least for you and your partner. I don't know about the kids. Listen, you got to check it out. You got to check out the Dua, which is coming out, the remote control vibrator by them, just in time for Valentine's Day. These are next level sensations. They're beautifully packaged, discreet. Leave them out. No one knows they're mini orgasm machines. Use code Emily for 10% off your purchase at jeju.com. That's J-E-J-O-U-E.com. That's coupon code Emily for 10% off. Thanks for listening. Also, everyone, I'm going to bring this up again because the podcast awards, they're coming up and I want to win. I want to get nominated at least. The nomination process. Okay. You got to pay attention here. Ready? But I would appreciate if you did this. So what you got to do is go to podcastawards.com, type Sex with Emily in the mature category, and then copy and paste my podcast URL, which will pop up there into the designated spot. If you're not sure where to find the URL, you can also go to podcastone.com, click on the Sex with Emily show page, paste that URL into the designated spot at podcastawards.com. You guys can figure that out, right? Podcastawards.com, copy and paste Sex with Emily. Just do it. I would love it. Nominations end soon, so please sign me up. That'd be awesome. I'd love it. Sex with Emily, mature content. You knew that already. Thanks, everyone, for listening.